So tell me a little bit about what you're going to do in Hudson later tonight.
Sure. We're hosting a public forum on the proposed constitutional convention. Every 20 years, the state constitution requires a public referendum to allow voters to determine whether or not we should, in fact, have a constitutional convention. We've sponsored bipartisan legislation that would call the question today, the year 2010, rather than 2017, and allow people really to engage in the process of restructuring and making appropriate changes to state government.
What kind of changes do you think the Albany needs?
Well, there's too many to list. Clearly, the institution of state government needs reform. I mean, everything from how we pay for schools, property taxes, what have you, to term limits and tax and spending caps. I mean, you can run the gamut, but the good thing about our legislation is that it empowers average citizens to bring their ideas, their outrage, their good concepts, bad concepts to the table, have a dialogue, debate, and then present any changes to the public for final public vote.
There seems to be, or at least definitely this time last year, there was definitely a movement of bipartisan movement, I think, of people just wanting everyone in the Assembly and the Senate to be thrown out of office.
Well, that hasn't changed.
It was such a... are you finding that an issue in Columbia County?
Yeah. I mean, there's growing anger and outrage, and the average citizen in many ways doesn't know how best to express it. And those of us in office have a responsibility to kind of understand that, appreciate that, and channel it in as productive a way as possible. If voters don't think we're doing the job, they have every right to get rid of us. I will tell you a slightly partisan comment, and that is just to say that I think unelecting or dismissing a member of the minority in the state assembly will send a message to the majority, in particular the Speaker of the State Assembly, that the voters are satisfied with the way he's running the show. You can't say that in all houses, but the truth of the matter is in the state assembly, the minority has been the progressive agent. We want certain protections for voters. We want to make sure that reapportionment is done in a fair way. We want to make sure that government's reformed and readdressing the issues that people have. So I think voters need to think carefully about who they want to run out of town, but they have every right to run all of us out of town.
Other question I wanted to ask you about is last week you voted against the absentee bill.
It was 2 months ago.
I'm sorry. I got that back.
That's okay.
You voted 2 months ago. And the bill, you originally were one of the sponsors.
Yeah.
So can you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. The bill that I sponsored originally had been amended several times when it finally came up again for a vote this year. I expressed concerns that we may end up opening the door to potential voter fraud. I expressed that concern to the sponsor. Voted against the bill, and since I've negotiated out some reasonable changes that I think will appear in a subsequent bill that the Assembly is considering. So... it's pretty much where we started.
So you may
now
vote again for it the next time around.
A version of it. Well, no, actually, the Senate adopted the bill, so now the new bill, which I still have some concerns with, is now going to be law if the governor signs it. Subsequent to that is an Assembly Majority Bill that addresses some of the concerns that I had. I'll be voting for that bill. It will then amend what will be the new law.
And what are the changes in that bill?
It mostly deals with military voting. In New York State, absentee ballots are treated equal, whether it's military or you're at home or you're on vacation. However, the timetable that you have to return a military ballot, an absentee military ballot, is very short. In fact, not long enough to accommodate getting ballots overseas and back. And we had this complicated during the Scott Murphy-Jim Tedisco race. So in a bipartisan way, we've crafted legislation that originally was going to be inserted into the bill that I ultimately voted against. The Senate acted too quickly. I shouldn't say too quickly. The Senate acted, passed the bill. So now we have this amendment that will go into altering that now new law. So I feel confident that we've made the changes that will protect voters and ensure access to those who are voting absentee in the military. And that's really the basis of it. I told people a long time ago, I don't cast votes without thinking about it, and I don't vote for things I don't read. So if there are particular concerns, I'm going to hold out, which I did, and then I'll work with the majority to try to improve it. And I think ultimately we'll have legislation that will be much more comprehensive and more careful in protecting all of those who vote via absentee.
And do you think this is going to be an issue this in November the way it was this past November, this Are going to people? Is your election going to be as contested as, say, the Taconic election?
I hope not. Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, that town, of course, is not in my district. So how I got the brunt of this anger is unknown to me, except that I represent a good portion of Columbia. You know, I don't know. What I will tell you is that New York State election law was crafted as an adversarial tool, and in fact, the only way you can protect against fraud is really to challenge back and forth. There are legitimate challenges and there are illegitimate challenges, and I will tell you that if my campaign ever challenged a vote, it would be based on legitimate reasons, and I can't speak for anybody else. So ultimately, my campaign I'm responsible for what we do in my campaign, and I believe that opening the polls to as many people as is possible, so long as I can attempt to convince them that I'm the better candidate, is really what's in our best interest.
Okay, great. That's all I needed.
You got it. Thanks for hanging around. Absolutely. Yeah.